Always good to have a chance to talk about science of mind and Ernest Holmes and, of course, prayer. Yay. So, as everybody knows, we're on the anatomy of healing prayer. Connie said, "Would you like to talk about spiritual mind treatment?" I said, "Well, if I have to, you know." But the talk is the chapter is entitled "What Happens When We Give a Treatment." So, what happens when we give a treatment? Well, my answer is everything. So that's my whole talk. So I'll see you next time. So, what happens when we give a treatment? I like this chapter and I love watching Ernest process things. You know, when you watch Ernest reason things out and do that special form of logic that he's so good at. And also in this chapter, always his sense of humor, the little section on how to get what you want by trying not to convince other people, but letting them come to their own conclusions and then letting them know that you thought that all along. Lets them know that if you're just patient enough, you'll always get what you want. So treatment, a spiritual practice that's at the heart and soul of science of mind and is unique to our spiritual philosophy and all of New Thought, is a tremendous gift. And I was thinking about this topic the other morning when I was at my martial arts class. And about the same time I started studying meditation 40 years ago. Wow. I also started taking martial arts and Tai Chi and all of that. And I'm always learning different methods. And so my teacher now is really mellow, my sensei. He's mellow. He knows all these different forms of martial arts. And so we just go through all these different movements every week, and we do the same things over and over again. And every time we go into that, he says, "Relax, flow, relax, flow, relax." He goes, "You're building muscle memory." He says, "You're allowing your body to flow. You're allowing your body to remember how to heal. You're allowing your body to do what it needs to do. Remember, your body is intelligence. Just follow the muscle memory. Just flow. Don't worry. Don't analyze. Just flow, flow, flow." And that's really what happens when we learn how to not just give a treatment, but to be a treatment, is to move into that state of flow. And just like any other spiritual practice, we are building muscle memory. We're building it in our soul, if you will. That form of muscle memory, that form of remembrance of your body saying, "Oh, yes, I know how to do this. I know how to heal. I know how to breathe. I know how to digest the food. I know how to have the heartbeat. I know how to have the muscles move." Everything is automatic, if you will. It's a perfect reflex because it's a perfect whole system. And really, what we're doing in spiritual mind treatment is tuning into the same thing, into the perfection of that spiritual system which resides within us. So when we learn to understand and work with treatment, there's two paths. Or in the song, there's two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. 2 points for remembering the title of that song. So in practitioner training, I'm in second year of practitioner training, which is a blast. And we really dive deep into spiritual mind treatment. And this week, as we review what goes on when we give a treatment, those two paths that we often look at are learning the technique of spiritual mind treatment and feeling the fire of spiritual mind treatment. And both of those things come together to form that perfect spiritual system that when we flow, when we're in tune with that, we are that prayer. So, this week, as we review our curriculum for class, it tells us in the technique and the fire that there is a form for spiritual mind treatment that is taught, and there is something vital to a treatment that cannot be taught. We like to say, when I was in practitioner class a long, long time ago, there is truth which can be taught, and there is truth which must be caught, and to learn the difference between the two of them. Truth that can be taught is your technique. The truth that can only be caught is the fire. It is the deep feeling and knowing and flowing with that treatment. So it says, there's that which cannot be taught, only discovered and experienced over the course of practicing spiritual mind treatment. The form has been outlined as the steps or stages of treatment. 5, now, was at one time 7, originally 3 steps, stages. So now we're working with the 5. That which cannot be taught is your own awareness and identification with the source of your own being and the conviction and trust in the creative process. This is a felt sense, a felt sense. You discover and foster within yourself through continuous awareness of the presence, as Connie said earlier. There's always the presence. It's the awareness of the presence and the willingness to use the law. It is the fire, the conviction of how it works you feel within yourself that fuels knowing the truth of spirit as your source and co-creative nature. Spiritual mind treatment allows you to nurture your ability to access the fire of life that resides within you. This practice and implementation of treatment will assist you in enriching your own sense of knowing. So there's a technique and a fire, and somewhere they meet in the middle. And maybe it was Ram Dass who articulates that middle space the best when he tells us that the most important aspect of love is not in the giving and it's not in the receiving, it's in the being. So prayer, spiritual mind treatment, is not in just the technique, it's not in just the fire, it's in the being, it's in that becoming. Because when we start out and we're learning all of this technique, it's grand, it's glorious, it's necessary for us to find a way to, I don't want to say take control over our life, and I don't want to even say manage our life, but there is an awareness and an understanding of what goes on within us and who we are and how to be. The thing that I'm always saying, my people know, how to be present to your life, how to be present to that knowing, and to learn how to access spiritual power, spiritual law, and spiritual practices. Then there comes this moment. And it may not be just a singular moment. It may be a gradual awakening to this, but there comes a moment when that fire, that awareness is lit within you, and you realize that you have moved from that place of simply speaking or doing or even practicing spiritual mind treatment to being the prayer itself. That's when that fire comes alive within you, within me, within all of us. We become that place. Is it just simply muscle memory? Is it remembering flow? Is it falling in love with treatment and spirit and your life, the sacred yes? Is it something even deeper than that? Actually, it's all of those things. And I think that that is where Ernest is headed in this chapter. Is that he takes us always to the foundational premise and idea of science of mind, which is oneness. When I ask everyone, what is the primary principle of science of mind? Oneness. Everything arises from the one. Everything is the one. It's not merely, what we call the crazy glue prayer, where God and I are one, where this and that come together. It's that spirit within me, that is me, as me. It's that oneness. So Ernest starts there, and it's really fun when he's getting into that state, talking about we're not making the spiritual universe, quote unquote, as if it's something unique and special, you know, like some sort of YouTube video. It's the spiritual universe, da da da. It's not the spiritual universe acting upon the material universe to bring it right. It's the ability to live in and as that spiritual universe and seeing everything else as right, because your perspective comes from that space. So we're seeing with new eyes. And Ernest is telling us, you know, in the early teachings, we felt like we were just here to maybe manipulate matter or form, which is great when we're immersed in technique as a learning process. We're learning to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic or to move things around in our life so that we feel safe, that we feel secure, that we feel powerful, that we feel love, that we feel peace, that we feel all of those things. But then there comes a place where we realize in that space of fire, there's nothing and no one outside of that one. And in our recognition and living in and as that, we see clearly that all is well. All is well. So what happens when we give a spiritual mind treatment is that, yes, conditions change. Yes, consciousness changes. But we are the ones that are opening up to a deeper awareness of the power and presence of that one life. And we fall in love with that experience. Or at least that was true for me, and I know it was true for Connie. That there's a falling in love with that. Ernest also articulates that sense of oneness from the art of life. And he's telling us to always remember the three words that he leaves us with towards the end of his life. Thou art that. It's you. That's where that oneness resides. It's magnificent. So in the art of life, he says, perhaps our great mistake has been that we have tried to locate the secret place of the Most High outside of the self. If so, we must turn our spiritual gaze inward. Peace, poise, and consciousness of power in right action come only through a consciousness of partnership with the eternal. The secret place of the Most High is not a location. It's a state of thought, an interior awareness, and a spiritual truth. So when we are immersed in that space of the fire of spiritual mind treatment, which is where Ernest takes us through this chapter, as he moves us through mirror technique, not mirror, no cards and letters, please, just the way he starts, but takes us to that place, going deeper into that oneness and the knowing, moves us back, if you will, to that automatic remembrance of that secret place of the Most High resides within us. So for all of the talk, the chat about spiritual mind treatment throughout this book, so much of this book, as I was going through the chapters again, and I had, you all know this, Dr. Bendall is one of my teachers, talking about the book when it was coming out. So much of this book is about prayer, treatment, cosmic consciousness, basic treatment work, affirmative prayer, all of that. because that is who we are. And we'd be happy to teach you that. But we'd really be happy if you caught that. So as I have my Monday evening get-togethers with the lovely ladies of prayer, my practitioner 2 class, for people that have practiced for decades, to have a moment in each other's company to catch that truth, to come on fire with the beauty and wisdom of spirit, is such a gift. And that's why it's a gift to have a community like this, where we can look at our life and have others see us and see that life with us in all of its perfection and all of its spiritual truth. Because we are not just giving you a spiritual mind treatment. We are affirming that the prayer is alive and well within you. There aren't places like that. I mean, this is it. This is what we have. So Ernest is sharing all of that with us in this chapter, with his trademark wisdom and humor. And as he comes toward the end of the realization of what it is that's really happening, he's reminding us of the presence and power activity of the living spirit. We don't make it. It is. We have nothing to do with it. That's one of Ernest's favorite things. Get out of the way. You have nothing to do with it. It's transcendent. He says to move out of that place of wanting and wishing and hoping and praying that this is so, and just resting in the knowing of it. And at the end, he says, that which I am is now. What God is now. What I am is now. I am that which thou art, and thou art that which I am. The eternal song, the living joy, stillness of peace, security of love and joy of action. I am that. Just breathe into I am that. And in this which I am is all of life, all motion, all action, reaction, every song, every dance and wind and waves and splendor of the sunset, and especially for Connie, song of bird and love of children and mother pregnant with hope and father joyous in the giving and all ineffable beauty, overall, in all, and through all. So if you breathe into that of awareness, that I am that. That entire chapter on the essence of treatment, on the foundational premise of oneness, on the understanding of the technique and the steps and the stages, how to use it, then becomes how it uses you, how it is you, how we come alive with that. And everything rolls down into those 3 magnificent words, I am that. And when you catch that, wow, that's magnificent. And that is what treatment can do. And so it is.